Okay, so I think we're going to start. I think you can hear me at the back, right? Because I can hear me almost at the back. We're going to have all the talks mic'd up, by the way, because we're audio recording all of this so that you can, if you miss anything, you can go back and hear it later. But that means we have to stay back from the speakers. So until we get used to that, excuse the feedback. Anyway, a very warm welcome to all of you, especially the students who are in for 9 14-hour-a-day marathon. We hope it's going to be informative and lots of fun. You can let us know if you need anything. Right now, every student should be sitting at a table and should have claimed a binder. And you should put your name on it, because last time people lost their binders now and again. And then there was panic, as you know. By then it was loaded with about 2,000 sheets of paper, because we will be giving handouts of all the lectures, so you don't have to write so many notes. You should be able to just follow along. Those lectures will also later appear on the website as PDFs, so you can follow along there, along with the audio. So you should feel free to sort of relax and listen and enjoy yourself rather than trying to take it all down. Before I go on, I really want to thank the people who are paying for all this. As you can see, it's quite an undertaking, and we get contributions from quite a large number of people, most importantly the National Institutes of Health National Center for Research Resources, which funds our resource and a number of others, which I'll mention in a minute. The Aguron Institute funds us, and then we have very generous funding from several companies, FEI, Gatan, Protochips, and Teats. And we not only appreciate the funding from those companies, but many of them send representatives who stay here for the entire course and sort of interact quite strongly. And we appreciate the sort of collaborative arrangement we have between the research and the companies. And then the Scripps Research Institute, where you all are, is very generous in supporting this too. So these are the instructors. You'll notice there's more of them than there are of you. So we have a one-to-one teaching ratio at this course. It's a huge number of people. Many of them are, you know, the legends in the field. I personally feel very privileged to hear many of these talks, and we really appreciate them coming out here and giving so generously of their time. Everybody we invited to speak immediately said yes, was very generous about coming, so they're all voluntary. Especially if you're new to this field, you should take advantage of chatting to all these people, because it's a rare opportunity to have so many people like this gathered together. It's almost like a mini Gordon conference. So please feel free during coffees and lunch times to go and chat and interact with the instructors. We also want to acknowledge again National Center for Research Resources, our own resource, which you'll hear more about later in the week. National Resource for Automated Molecular Microscopy is funded by NCRR and is under the auspices of that resource that we hold this training course. We also have very heavy representation from two of the other EM resources, the one run by Joachim Frank and the one run by Wah Chu. And they both have many representatives from their resource here who will be teaching all week, and we really appreciate that. And then we have quite large representation from a fourth resource, which does fitting and modeling, and you'll hear about from them later in the week. So if you get stuck, who do you ask for help? Jill, who you've probably all had numerous emails from already and probably met her as you came in, and Phil, who's at the back. He's our system admin, and he'll be helping you with the computers and various things like that later in the week. The computer practicals start a little later, and Ron will tell you more about that. And then if you're desperate, you could ask me or Clint or Ron, and we might be able to help. So feel free to come and, you know, if anything's bothering you, if you're struggling with anything, come and ask. Okay, so there are some rules, and we better lay out the rules at the beginning. So the tables and the binders are for the registered student. Everybody else can grab a chair where they can. The handouts, some of the handouts are already in your binder, but every day every lecture as you come in, there'll be a pile of them. Students get the ones with the holes punched in, and everybody else gets the ones without the holes. Try not to take each other's, because then we run out of handouts. And you can imagine making 100 and so handouts of, you know, lectures that are 40 slides long is quite an undertaking, so we don't want to have to repeat this. If you do run out, go borrow something from somebody else and we'll show you where a Xerox machine is upstairs and you can make copies. We won't be able to make copies as we go along because we're sort of, you know, we're chasing a moving target as the lecturers are just coming in a few hours before they're given. And again, all these handouts will be eventually available on the course website as well as the audio, so you shouldn't worry too much about you know, following every single thing. Please wear your badges. That's the only way you can get fed and possibly the only way you can get on the bus. So all the people here are probably yellow or green or blue dots. We have this excellent color coding, and they're the ones who are being fed, and the visitors can maybe eat after they're all eaten. And students, one of the ways you can pay us back for the course is to fill out these evaluation forms. You'll find them in a batch in the front of your binder. They're very irritating. They keep falling out, so that should remind you they're there constantly. And we really would like you to evaluate every lecture as we go along. So we'll try and prompt you to do that. And we'll collect these at the end of the day during the panel session at the end. And they're kind of a pain to do. We found that last time. But they were extremely valuable. We read them, went through all those evaluations before we did this course again this time, and changed it in various ways at the suggestion of the students, and we hope modified it for the better. So we really do read them. We really do appreciate them. Not to mention our funding agency really appreciates hearing what the students thought. So it's important to us. Actually, it says the first day sets in your binder and the others will be handed out each morning. That's not true. They're all there. So you just go through them in order one by one. So that's all I have to say, just the bureaucracy. I'm going to hand over to Ron, who's going to give you a blow-by-blow account, I think, of the entire course. And then we'll decide whether to stop for coffee or move right on with Mark, depending on whether you're feeling like you need a break or not. Oh, a couple of extra things. The bathrooms, if you didn't discover them, go out that door, wander to the end of the hall, turn right, and immediately right. That's where the bathrooms are. And if you haven't eaten already, the food is through those double doors. You'll soon learn your way around. Well, for meals, just feel free to spread yourself out through the building. A lot of the meals, we suggest you go all the way to the end of the building, out into the west patio, and there's tables set up there. And if the weather holds, that'll be really nice. And as long as it doesn't rain, we have heaters out at night. So we're probably going to take a lot of meals out there. So are there any questions at this stage? Okay, then it's over to Ron.